Are you going to say, this is Sophia Afcam, Binghamton Women's Lacrosse. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
This is Sophia Afcam, Binghamton Lacrosse. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Boom, one take, easy.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball. The Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse. And we got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. We have DJ scratching and drones flying on Fridays if you're into ambiance. And if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about the respective sports that they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we're simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today, a super special guest, Syosset star, Binghamton lacrosse superstar, Sophia Afcam. How are we doing, Soph? How's everything going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So how has everything been? This is your second year now at Binghamton?
Third year.
So you've got to experience 2 years in school. How different has this year been with everything going on with the pandemic?
Well, first of all my classes are online, so it's a huge difference from my freshman year and then half of my sophomore year. But I got to experience a little bit of the online classes last spring when we got shut down. But it's been different because we've been having, you know, restrictions on our team, making sure we could practice to our fullest, not really limit our exposure to COVID and stuff. But we didn't actually get to practice that much in the fall because we were exposed a little bit to COVID. And then our school, since it's a SUNY, had rules with COVID and shutdown. So we only got to practice actually like 3 weeks in the fall. So going into the season this semester is a little nerve-wracking, but I'm excited.
Yeah, so what's the plan for this upcoming spring? Will the season be different than it's been in the past? What are they, trying to do for this upcoming season?
Yeah, so we're only going to have 9 games total. We have 7 conference games and then 2 additional conference games, so we play 2 teams in our America East Conference twice, and we're getting tested Mondays and Thursdays, so twice a week, making sure everyone's negative. And then Thursday, we have a rapid test right before our game on every Saturday. We have a game now.
Nice.
Instead of midweek games, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, now that I'm coaching at Huntington, we're in season. We're getting tested once a week, so I can only imagine twice a week. It's a long 3 seconds that they get that thing all the way up your nose for a long 3 seconds. It's brutal. I hated it. Speaking of COVID, you did have it, and you had it pretty bad. What was that experience like for you? How hard was it for you to literally just be home for 2 weeks and not feel good, knowing normally you would be here every day just training, for the spring semester?
Yeah, it was pretty tough. I mean, I am a very active person. I don't like to not work out for too long of a time, but I was exposed, I think, January 2nd or something, and then I was tested positive the 9th, so I sat out most of January in my bed at home doing nothing, and then my parents ended up getting it, so it was like I was exposed, I tested positive, I had to sit out, then I had to take care of my parents. So basically January was a month filled with COVID.
Yeah.
And then coming back here, the first day was very rough.
Like, yeah, that was a good time.
I don't think I've ever gotten so close to passing out than I did that day. But it's been better, though, since I've been coming here like 3-4 times a week. I've gotten a lot better. So knock on wood. Hopefully my lungs can old for the season. So.
Yeah, of course. Well, you've been working now, so you'll be ready. And once you get there, you'll be able to put the work in. So you being, like I said before, a Syosset star growing up at Syosset, playing at Syosset High School, and now your third season, so you're, I would say a veteran now in, the college game. When did you really, start playing lacrosse, and then when did it become, you know, really a dream for you to play at the next level?
So I played, I picked up a stick for the first time in fourth grade. So I was about 10 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old. I think I knew for the first time that I really wanted to play in college was at Stony Brook University in, I think, 2011. They had the Final Four there for the women's teams. And I remember it was like Duke, Northwestern, Syracuse, and I think UNC was in the Final Four. And like Northwestern was, I literally love that team and like looking up to them. And that's actually why I tried out for Top Guns, because the owner of Top Guns was a Northwestern alum. So I think that's when I knew, like watching those Final Four games. And I think that's when I knew like I wanted to play at the collegiate level.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, obviously back in, you know, middle school, high school, you know, you played club and regular school and, you know, school lacrosse. What was, you know, the commitment that you really put into lacrosse? How much time did you put in? Like, what was a normal day in your life during, like, the busiest times, pre-corona, lacrosse trainer, or something like this, training with me, school, you know, just everything?
Well, I actually was always a three-sport athlete growing up, but I unfortunately had to stick to only lacrosse when I hit high school, just because back in the day when it was, like, the recruiting process then, it was so commitment-heavy that you needed to honestly like pick lacrosse, just because I was at colleges every single weekend. Like, I was never home in the falls. 9th and 10th grade, I was literally always away. So I would go train during the week. Since I wasn't playing other sports, I would train during the week here. I actually started coming here my sophomore year of high school, and then weekends I literally would go Maryland, Connecticut, like other states. And then once it hit lacrosse season, it would be school 7:30 to 2:45 or something, and then practice like 3 to 5:30, come home, homework and stuff. So it was pretty busy. So I guess I would say like it kind of prepared me for the college level. But yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. I mean, it's a huge commitment obviously to play, you know, an achievement to play at, you know, the next level, at any level really, just playing college. But you know, doing all that helps prepare you for college. For, you know, a younger athlete listening now, you know, you being in your third year at Binghamton, you know, scratch off this fall season because of COVID, but what would be, you know, give some insight to a younger athlete of what a normal day is at Binghamton University during, you know, the season?
Yeah, so basically it's nonstop, and I would say like little to no free time, but, you know, wake up, go to class or two, and then you have right to practice. Practice is like 2-3 hours, then you have lift, and then you're probably, like, usually I would have class right after practice, so I would literally run to the locker room, run up the, because our campus is mostly, like, hilly, so you literally have to go up campus to class, and then go home. I'd probably get home, like, sometimes, like, 6-7 o'clock, make my dinner, and then do any work, and then, yes, just like a cycle like that.
There you go. And you're lucky enough that you're upstate New York, so you you get a lot of good weather, right,
in
the wintertime. So, you know, now being, you know, an older upperclassman, has your role changed since when you first got there? You know, now that you kind of know the ropes, do you feel more of a leadership role, you know, taking some of the younger athletes under your wing?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I always struggled with, like, self-confidence as a player, and I think now being an upperclassman, I really have to, like, my coaches have told me a million times, I really need to, like, step into that role as a leader and know what I could do on and off the field and kind of trust myself to go to cage and do all the work rather than, you know, giving the ball to other people to do most of the work. So I think that's a big difference from my first 2 years to now.
Yeah, so do you feel like now you have, or maybe the coaches, you know, or you have higher expectations for yourself than when you first started?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm definitely more comfortable on the field and with the people I play with, 100%, and our team is really close, so I definitely feel good about this upcoming season.
So, you know, in that conference that, you know, you guys are playing at, like you said, you play at Stony Brook, you being there for a few years now, where would you say was, like, the coolest place you got to play at, whether it's just the, you know, the venue itself or just the atmosphere of, you know, the fans?
I would definitely say the Syracuse Dome. My freshman year, that was our first game, and I scored my first collegiate goal
Dome.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. And then we got to play there last year again before the season shut down. So it's definitely the coolest experience I've ever played in. Like, the lights, it gets really hot in there, I have to say. But, I mean, it's pretty nice compared to playing outside when it's, like, 2 degrees. But, yeah, that was it was such a cool experience at the Dome.
Are there any, do you have any non-conference set up for this spring
year,
or
no.
It's only conference, right?
Yeah, it's only conference. Our school, I mean, other America East schools are letting non-conference, but I think it was up to our school's athletic department to determine if we could do non-conference. But, yeah, this year we unfortunately aren't able to.
Yeah, I mean, obviously things are just different now in general, the pandemic. So hopefully your senior year, you know, you get to go to some cool places. But, you know, being, you know, doing this show now and listening to people, everyone has some interesting superstitions. Do you have any crazy, wild pregame superstitions?
Nothing crazy, but since I was, I think, even in middle school, like, I literally have to wear the same two hair ties in my hair to practice to games until they break. And then I always wear the same white Nike, like, tie headband every single game. I never wear headbands in practice, but when it's game day, I always have to wear white headbands.
And you always have it? What happens if you forget it or if something happens and you don't have it?
There was one time I had to, like, borrow it from another teammate, but she was the same way as me, like, always had to have a headband on hand. But, yeah, I wouldn't say, like, crazy superstitions, but, like, it has to do with my hair during games.
So, I mean, you said before, obviously, we've been training together for a long time. Obviously, the day one after your COVID experience was a lot of fun. But do you remember the first time that we actually trained together?
I think
that experience.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it was my summer going to my freshman year. And I think that was the best shape I actually ever been in. Yeah, because it was like, it was a transition from the old owners to you.
Yep.
So I was working out with the old owners for a couple weeks. And then I remember when I first met you and I was like nervous. I would always be nervous to come here because I always knew that my ass would be kicked. But yeah, I remember I knew like this would be a good place to get my butt in shape for college. So
yeah, and then you basically live here whenever you're home, either the summertime or, you know, the winter break before the season. So that being said, what would you say is your least favorite thing to do here? Like, when I say it, you just in your head say something bad.
Definitely the sleds. Those,
like, we
not,
did yesterday.
Yeah, those are not nice to my legs. But yeah, I don't know. I complain a lot here, but I always get the work done. So
what would your favorite? What do you enjoy doing?
I like the resistance band, not the bands with the partners, but the resistance bands in the back corner.
On the wall.
The speed work, yeah. Those I would say are my favorite. And, like, just free weights and, like, body weight stuff with the core ball, I like those.
Yeah, I mean, you've been here for, you know, a long time, so I would say you're a veteran, you know, in this space as well, you know, helping younger kids that are here. And just in general, working out, whatever, you know, it is that you have to do when you're here. Again, you know, speaking to maybe some younger athletes, when you went through the process of deciding, you know, to go to college and play at the next level, what was that process like? What advice would you give younger kids on, you know, how to really pick a school that, you know, one fits for you academically and, you know, for whatever sport you want to play?
Yeah, I definitely think the process for me was very stressful just because back when I was going through the process, it was very early on. People were committing in like 8th, 9th grade. So if I would have to give advice to younger kids, it would just be like, don't get discouraged when you see other people committing to, like, big-time schools. Like, you'll find the fit for you. Like, no, Binghamton's not, like, you know, Maryland, we're not at the top caliber, but, like, it's a good place academically, athletically, yeah. It's coming up. Like, we're still competing against Stony Brook and Albany and, like, big teams. So I would just say don't get discouraged when you see, you know, your best friend going to other places, because you'll definitely find the place for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's great advice. You know, same question, but what advice would you give, you know, now that you've kind of gone through it all, you know, from middle school, high school, you know, playing now your third year, to just a younger athlete that wants to play at that next level, you know, all the ups and downs you went through and growing pains of everything you did, what advice would you give to a younger athlete?
I think just keep working at it. Don't give up. And if I personally learned that you need to fail along the way in order to succeed. And I've been through plenty of ups and downs and failures, but along the way, you know, you do end up to that end goal of yours, and I'm still at my collegiate level playing the sport I've always loved, so definitely never give up and just keep pushing hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's great advice, and, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, obviously you guys get through this season and, you know, get to play and have no issues with COVID, so, you know, good luck to you, and, you know, I'm excited to follow you and then hopefully get you back in the summer. If now, you know, now you're older, you're going to have an internship,
yep.
So you're going to be in the real world soon. But we're going to end with Keep It 100 with Mike Kaplan. One-word answer, rapid fire. I'll just say two different things, and you tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
You ready to roll?
Yep.
Sleds or resistance bands?
Resistance bands.
We just answered that one. Beach or snow?
Beach.
And you go to Binghamton?
Yep.
Hip-hop or country?
Country.
There you go. Long distance or sprints?
Long distance.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
TikTok famous. Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Definitely Spotify.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Definitely anything sweet. Chocolate. I'm a big sweet tooth with like milk chocolate and stuff like that. So
there you go. So late night in Binghamton, you're getting some chocolate. Yep. Where's the spot to go for that?
I always have Hershey Kisses actually in my room. My friends always come in because I have a big bowl of them that my mom bought for me. But
yeah, from like Costco and bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the way to do it. Well, Solf, thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And have a safe trip tomorrow.
Thank you. Yep.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!